sports store, and I was thinking about buying a Leafs jersey and maybe setting fire to it, but I know that. But it says in my contract I'm not allowed to have any pyrotechnics or flaming objects on stage, so we'll just leave it to put the fire in their underwear, you know, after it. guys see that Men with Brooms movie? Hey, Men with Brooms. I have a song in that movie, and it's called Hockey Stage, which is weird because it's a curling movie. I know that, but they put the song in anyway. And how's everyone doing? Are you guys ready to break the sea? Okay. Are you ready for me? Okay, they were kind of the same in terms of volume, so I'm feeling a little, you know, burned. But so are you ready for me? Are you ready for Colin? Guitar. him out to play some brass. To warm you up. You know, the CDC's recording tonight, so if you want to be on CDC, you should just shout right now. I love stealing other people's audiences and getting to do that. That's nice. Yes, the leaves suck, but if we tell the drummer, he'll walk out and get, so let's just keep it going. How's everyone doing? great scene. And I really hope we have a nice night, but I'm really happy that I can play with this many people in my hometown. It's so great. Now, this is great. This is a totally cool town. You guys, we know it's all great, right? And, you know, we're going to be at the Stanley Cup, and I'll see you guys there. Wanna go get high? Mercury is parked outside on the way. Wanna take me to sale and it's for sale on Audible pretty much only because because no one can get up their fat ass, including myself, to get it out to anyone else. So I hope that if you like my set, that you go over to see Warehouse and buy it. And I can probably go there if you want me to sign it, or if you'd like to get my number because you're cute and you have tickets to the playoffs. That's fine with me too. Alright, this is called 12 Bellevue. I'm not gonna lie. Chauffeur cars, final check.
I had a classical upbringing, so I was always practicing classical music an hour a day, if not more. And my mom and dad would always play classical music, and they deny it. They say, like, that I should know who Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is, but I didn't. And then I would just listen to, when I was in junior high school, I listened to New Kids on the Block and stuff like that. And my brother started listening to Neil Young about that time too, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, and so I started listening to that as well. That kind of grew on me. But the first person who really kind of made the massive impression was Ani DiFranco, because her guitar wasn't just sort of a strumming background instrument. Her guitar parts were basically as intricate and interesting as her lyrics. I felt that she used her guitar as much as she used her words in terms of exuding power, like vocal and musical power on people. And I know that having seen her live, that really did make a huge impression. It was as, you know, like I said, it was as important as what she was saying. In fact, sometimes more so, for me anyway. I put out a personal ad on this radio station, this local radio station, not TBC, unfortunately, but and my bass player, who plays with me still, called. And at this point, I hadn't really written any songs. I just knew that I could play tons of songs just by learning them by ear, and wanted to kind of maybe just work on that and sort of go to the next logical place from there, which would be writing songs. And I didn't really know how to go about it. And he and I just connected right away. And he's 10 years my senior, and within a year of knowing him, you know, I was in love with him, totally. And then we broke up, but we stayed together. But in that time, I really learned how to kind of make the decision and to decide and to learn how to write songs. And I basically decided that I didn't want to go to university. I had been accepted, and I was like, he said, is that what you want to do? And I said, no. He said, well, you don't have to. You can wait. And I went, yeah. Right on. I love you. Can you go tell my mom and dad for me? Well, I've said this a few times, but one of my favorite records of the last 2 years has been a record called by the singer-songwriter from the UK, Peter Brentnell. He's on Rykodisc. And I really liked his record, thought it was excellent. I really liked, Jim Bryson, his record's great, and everything that I've gained from being in his company, both musical and otherwise, has been exceptional too. And he's really been one of my biggest influences. Well, when I sing a song or I play a song or I hear music that really speaks to me, I want it to make people feel like they walk a little faster or stand a little taller. That's what happens when I listen to a really great song. It's like you're in your car and you're listening to it and you're just like, you don't care if someone rear-ends you right now. You're just like, you're into a particular song, and it makes you feel like you're 10 feet taller than you are.